Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. This book right here, The Shack, is supposedly a Christian book. Now it's been made into a movie that's in all the theaters right now. Right here it says on the book that it's sold over 20 million copies. I know that the movie in the theaters just in a couple weeks has already grossed over $45 million. And supposedly this is a Christian book. It's a Christian film. But in reality, it's Hindu. It actually teaches Hinduism. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the first thing that's obvious is that in the book, the Holy Spirit is called Sarayu. So instead of calling the Holy Spirit what the Bible calls the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth, whatever, instead it's given a Sanskrit name of a Hindu goddess that's mentioned three times in the Rig Veda known as Sarayu. But not only that, the whole concept of this book is a Hindu concept. And let me explain why. Well, in Hinduism, they believe that there's only one true God, but that that God manifests itself in all these different ways. So when you see the Hindus worshiping a multitude of gods, what they claim is that those gods just represent different attributes of the one true God. So in certain situations, they might bow down to the elephant god or the monkey god or this goddess or that god or this god. But they claim that they're always just worshiping the one true God, just through these different manifestations. And each of the gods in Hinduism has various avatars where their god will basically take on various bodily forms. And those bodily incarnations of their gods are known as avatars. So God, according to the Hindus, can appear as any person, any animal, male, female, have various attributes. Okay. Well, that's exactly what this book is teaching, because in this book, the main character goes to this shack and God the Father manifests to him as a large black woman. And then Jesus manifests as a Jewish man. And then the Holy Spirit manifests bodily as a Chinese woman named Sarayu, the name of this false goddess. So that right there is not a Christian concept of God, because according to the Bible, nobody has ever seen God the Father at any time, Old Testament or New Testament. The Bible says no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. It also says in Colossians chapter number 1, verse 15, about Jesus Christ, that he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. So according to the Bible, God only has one bodily manifestation, and that's Jesus Christ. So it's one manifestation, not just a multitude of manifestations that could be male, female, white, black, Chinese, just all these different characterizations, even to include animals. No, the Bible teaches that Jesus is the only manifestation of God, and that no one's ever seen God the Father, and that the Holy Spirit does not take on a bodily human form either. But Hinduism, on the other hand, teaches this, because, for example, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that when people worship other gods, they're worshiping Krishna. So he's basically saying, it doesn't matter what god you worship, I'm the object of all worship, he says in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who worship other gods are worshiping me. So this idea that God can manifest himself in all these different bodily forms as various people that look totally different, have totally different attributes, that concept found in the shack is a Hindu concept, not a Christian concept. And we know that according to the Bible, those who worship idols are actually worshiping devils. And so all these so-called manifestations or incarnations or avatars of God that the Hindus worship are demons that they're worshiping. And that's why there are a multitude of them, because there are millions of demons in this world. So that's why there are millions of Hindu gods. So they bow down to all these statues, and they bow down to molten serpents, and they bow down to other apparitions and things. Those are demons that they're worshiping. And this book right here, The Shack, is demonic because it's teaching the same idolatrous pagan doctrine that Hinduism is teaching.